Hello, Scotty Reed, Black Talk Radio News. Hope that you all having a wonderful evening. We have some breaking news for you concerning the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which regulates your media here in the United States. You have the FCC chairman who was recently appointed by Donald Trump to become the chairman after initially being appointed in 2012 by Barack Obama. So a G. Pie is, in fact, a Barack Obama appointee, but he obtained the chairmanship after he was nominated by Donald Trump. And it was a bipartisan nomination, or I guess you would say bipartisan confirmation for him to become the FCC chairman. Of course, AG Pai has been at the center of very controversial decisions, policy decisions, net neutrality. He voted to roll back the rules of net neutrality and guided the FCC towards that end. Very, very unpopular with the people. Huge backlash against that. He has always been for big media consolidation. You already have 95% of the world's media, which is owned by about six companies. So he is being investigated by the Inspector General of the ICC concerning a recent Sinclair Media, which is a conservative outlet, but Sinclair Media purchasing another large media company, Tribune Media, which is supposed to give them even more access to television markets. But this concerns purchasing stations. I'm not exactly sure of the total number of stations, but Tribune Media has been acquired by the Sinclair Broadcast Group for about $3.9 billion. So why is the Inspector General of the FCC investigating? Well, they got some complaints, official complaints, it seems, from a couple of persons in Congress, and they're investigating to see if there was any inappropriate communication between Ajit Pai and perhaps attorneys or officers of the Sinclair Broadcast Group. It is being alleged that he acted very favorable through the process. The only other company that was large enough with enough assets in order to compete with Sinclair Media would have been 21st Century Fox, which of course we know owns Fox News, the cable network. And so that would have been their only competitor, but Fox decided not to offer a bid and try to outbid them. So now we have conservatives still win in terms of media, considering that the management of Sinclair Broadcast Group has a history of conservatism in their programming leaning right. Media is very important. That is why we started the Black Talk Media Project, because we saw, looking back towards the 1996, or I should say looking backwards at the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which was presented by Republicans and signed into law by Bill Clinton, which allowed large terrestrial radio corporations to purchase up more stations. There used to be a limit, I think, of five stations. Now they can own up to eight. I think Ajit Pai, if I recollect correctly, recently even increased that in the terrestrial radio market. But this deal considers television, Sinclair Broadcast Group acquiring Tribune Media for almost $4 billion. And so the Inspector General, again, wants to see if there was any kind of inappropriate communications that gave Sinclair Broadcast Group a edge, so to speak, by the chairman in his official capacity at the FCC and making this deal happen. So this is something we definitely need to keep an eye on, something that we should follow, given the anti-people's media that Ajit Pai represents. Definitely in the pocket of corporate media. And I think the policies that he has championed bear that out. All right, this has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Remember to support independent black media today. Make a donation of any amount to the Black Talk Media Project. We are a U.S.-based nonprofit. We manage the Black Talk Radio Network, your world's largest independent black digital radio and podcasting platform. Also, join our social media community, BTR Community. Try it out free for 30 days. Then thereafter, it's just $24 a year. Again, all this benefits the media operations of the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project.
The Black Talk Media Project, a U.S.-based nonprofit, has operated the premier online Black Talk radio network for 9 years. The organization has helped independent Black media producers establish their own digital radio stations and platforms. However, it is time to expand our work based on the vision of founder Scotty Reed, a U.S. Army veteran and communication specialist who wants to build the Black version of national public radio with community talk radio stations and media centers across the USA. These stations and media centers will focus on developing local talk radio hosts, addressing local community issues, and providing classrooms to teach new media production. We can accomplish this goal without corporate and government grants, maintaining true independence. Donate to the Black Talk Media Project or obtain a subscription to the social media platform btrcommunity.com for just $24 annually. Help us establish new Black media for the new millennium.